My name is John Erling. Today's date is November 9th, 2011. Dr. McCutcheon, if you'll state your full name, your date of birth, your present age, and where we're recording this interview.
George C. McCutcheon, Sr., age 84, was born March the 1st, 1927. We're at the Mount Zion Baptist Church, 419 North Elgin Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
This room is this part room, of...
Yeah, the room is the boardroom of the Mount Zion Baptist Church in the Family Life Center.
And it's known as the...
G. Calvin McCutcheon Family Life Center.
What name did you go by as a child growing up, George or Calvin?
George.
Tell us where you were born.
I was born in Warren County, Kentucky. Little community called Rockfield, near Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Was that in a hospital or in a house or where were you?
It was at home. I mean, very few folk were born in hospitals in that community. It was a rural community, and it was at home.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
I had four sisters and two brothers.
Your mother's name and her maiden name and where she came from?
My mother's name was Rosetta Barnett. She grew up there in the same community where we were. My father's name, of course, was George Will McCutcheon.
He was from that same area, too?
From that same area.
What was your mother like? How would you describe her?
My mother passed when I was only 10 years old, but she was a very active person. She never did any work outside the home, I guess because of raising seven children. She was very religious. She went to church almost every Sunday. I remember as just a homemaker. She stayed there in the one-room cabin that we were born in. We had one room with an upstairs and a kitchen. She stayed there and worked doing the chores around the house while my father went out and worked.
What did your father do? What kind of work did he do?
My father was a sharecropper. And, of course, Franklin Delano Roosevelt created a work program called the WPA, and he did some work with the WPA.
What was a sharecropper?
Didn't own the land that you farmed on. The farmer himself owned the land, and instead of paying you a salary to work on the farm, you were given a portion of the proceeds from the farm at the harvest time.
Was that a 50-50 deal?
I don't recall what it was, but I know that that's the way it operated. He received part of the proceeds from what they took in at the end of the year or whatever time the crops materialized.
You shared in the crop. The Works Progress Administration, the WPA, that was for millions of workers back then. They built parks and bridges and all sorts of things, fed children and redistributed food. Yeah. What did your father do? Do you recall his
job? He worked in a rock quarry. I remember he would go and work where they were digging out rocks for building purposes and that sort of thing. On the roads, I mean, he would be working with road crews and that sort of thing. I don't know what kind of arrangement he had with them, but it brought in some income for the family. And I don't know how often he worked, but I know he was a WPA worker.
How would you describe your dad, his personality?
Well, he was a tall, stately person. I don't know what all I could say about him. I was he was a hard worker, I know that. And he seemed to have loved his children. He would always check on all of us when he would come in from work. We respected him because he was the head of the house.
Tell us about this house you were born into. Did it have utilities, electric light, plumbing, and all that?
Didn't have electric lights. We had kerosene lamps. We had wood-burning stoves and fireplace. No running water. We had to bring water from a spring that was not a quarter of a mile from the home, but it was some distance from the home.
That was probably one of your chores along with your brothers
and
sisters.
Yeah, that was one of our chores to go down, bring water to drink, to cook with, and then, of course, we'd take a tub and bring water to bathe. That was routine, and it wasn't just ourselves, but other folk in the community.
Where you went to get that water, that was probably also a kind of a meeting place because others did the same thing.
That's correct, yes. Sometimes during the summer months, some of the housewives would set up tubs down there and they would wash the clothes, and they had lines down there where they would string out the clothes to dry. Sometimes two families might meet at the same time down there and wash together.
And again, this is in Kentucky.
In Kentucky, in Warren County, Kentucky.